Now, when it came to the actual trip itself, to Taiwan, as we completed our 40 plus kilometer journey, and apart from the sore thighs, it was a very rewarding experience of what we had gone through. And we did have minor issues along the way with one of our members because he encountered a little accident. So during that moment, I think collaboration was key because we actually saw the team players and the team roles coming into play of how we were going to react in these situations of and how we supported our member of holding him back and also making sure that the provider was right with us at these moments. So I think at these moments, collaboration was definitely key because if we were to be individualistic in our own wants and how we actually wanted to go with the whole planning as planned, it wouldn't be foreseeable. So flexibility was a key issue that we had to consider and we had to be aware of. Also, when we were doing a community service, there were some difficult issues as well as some easy issues because we were working with the New Dawn Education Center and for the mentally disabled. And when we were working with them, we found that because of our prior experience here at UWCSEA, there were some interactions that I generally think that all of our members knew how to interact with, but in some case scenarios and cases we had to be much more mindful and understanding because in some cases the client may wanted physical touch and may actually show their expression or what they actually wanted us to do and wanted to be friends with us in a physical manner and would want to maybe touch, but in some cases the people did not like physical touch, so we had to be really sure of what to do in these situations. And also again keeping the same idea of flexibility in mind, knowing that each of the clients have their own specific strengths and weaknesses. So definitely keeping our ethics in mind, we made our project week very worthwhile.